This is The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. You can find our podcast on iTunes. A lot of people are afraid of dying alone, nobody showing up to claim their bodies. Jewish communities, a long time ago, came up with a system to avoid that kind of problem, to accompany and protect mortal remains. It's called shmirah, the watching over of a body during the time between death and burial. But this ritual also speaks to our spirit and the meaning of life. Here's Todd Bookman.
In the earliest days of shmirah, the problem wasn't thieves, it wasn't people trying to harvest organs, it was rodents.
Yeah, well, okay, critters are something that was a problem.
Adam Levine is a fifth-generation funeral director in suburban Philadelphia. He says, not just rodents, actually.
A fox, a squirrel, a hound, or whatever.
And so the body wasn't to be left alone, or else the remains could be desecrated.
The human body is supposed to be treated with respect.
This is Rabbi Bezalel Katkovsky. As he explains it, a guardian was brought in, a person to watch over the deceased and shoo away any unwanted visitors. The title given to this person is shomer. And to be a shomer, both in ancient times and today, there's only one rule.
As far as I understand, really the only requirements are that the person be Jewish.
Times, of course, have changed a bit. At funeral homes now, certainly at Levine's funeral home, animals are no longer a concern.
We're a very secure building, and we make sure there's no critters here.
But there's a second element, a more timeless task for the shomer.
There's a soul that everyone has, and with there being a soul, there was a protection to the soul.
Many Jews believe that after a person dies, his or her soul doesn't just vanish. A part of that soul is still with the body, stays with the body, in a kind of limbo until burial. And so the soul is watched over too. It needs to be guarded and soothed as it makes its transition.
Yeah, that's why even nowadays, since there's no reason of the predators, right, we still have that aspect of the spiritual respect of a body, right? As in Hebrew called kovod ha'meis, the respect to the deceased.
To show that respect, the body and soul aren't to be left alone, even in the overnight hours. In modern times, the shomer, or shomeret if it's a woman, is brought in after the funeral home staff has left for the day. They don't sit in the morgue. They're usually located in an adjoining room.
Typically, our custom here is when you have a shomer, that shomer stays in one room, doesn't leave, doesn't move. We have one room that has a bathroom, has a phone, has a sink, has a little refrigerator with a bottle of water, and you have your psalms.
The shomer spends his evening reciting the King David Psalms, 150 melodic poems, not necessarily read in any order, but done with focus and gravity. Adam Levine says you form a bond through the process, a connection with the deceased, even if you didn't know them when they were alive.
It's intense. It's intense.
Reciting the Psalms, serving as a shomer, is considered a mitzvah, a good deed, a charitable act in the Jewish community.
Yes, it is a very respected activity because not everybody is able to come to do it, right, due to some people are scared and to stay overnight with the body in a closed place, and especially funeral home. So yeah, it's highly respected, yes. You feel tired. Yeah, you feel tired by spending the whole night. But of course, there's a certain good feeling that the soul will be benefited definitely from your services and feel certain relief.
Special thanks to Rabbi Bezalel Katkovsky and Adam Levine of Joseph Levine and Sons Funeral Home. This story was produced by Todd Bookman.